This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
لكن الله سبحانه وتعالى has names and attributes, and he wants to manifest his names and attributes in his creation. So, for example, from the names of Allah, Al-Mani', the one who withholds. So he created people and he withheld rizq from them. What is that to? His name is Al-Mani'. He wants to display his name in his creation. He's Al-Mu'ti, he's given people. He's the one who punishes, so he punishes who he wants. He's Ar-Rahman, so he bestows his mercy upon his creation. He has names. He wants to manifest these names in his creation the way he wants. لَا يُسْأَلُ عَمَّا يَفْعَلُ وَهُمْ يُسْأَلُونَ, right? He withholds abilities from others. People are born disabled. People are born chronically ill. People are born healthy. What's it to people? Who does what he wants? لَا يُسْأَلُ عَمَّا يَفْعَلُ. He created the creation and he's displaying his name and his knowledge and his wisdom in his creation. And then, you know, يعني on this question, people would come and they would say, how is this fair? Someone is born like this, crippled and ill and chronically ill and disabled intellectually, and others are healthy and they have a good life ahead of them. How's this? You know what? I would have agreed with you. I would have said, true, this is unfair. But the end of this world is not the end of everything. The end of this world is not the end of everything. So as a result, I cannot agree with anyone who tries to say this is unfair and unjust. Akhi, wait. Did Allah say to you that the end of this world is the end of everything? If it was, it would have been unjust. But it's not. It's not. This is only a small life. It ends, and then, you'll see over there how the justice and the wisdom of Allah Azza wa Jal would be put for everyone to see. Then you'll understand the disability of those who are disabled. Then you'll understand the calamities that people went through. How over there you'll understand. So people need to relax. This is not the end of everything. So what? As long as a person is upon the worship of Allah Azza wa Jal, doing his obligations, fulfilling those responsibilities, khalas, he's in good hands. And these doors that people open upon themselves, they are doors that a shayateen open for them. And if a person continues to go down these paths, trying to understand, hey, what's happening? Why did Allah do this? Why is Allah doing this? How come there's this calamity? Why should this happen? How come this? And if you try, hey, this is a door of a shaytan. Person needs to put the handbrake on these things. And Allah's in control. لَا يُسْأَلُ عَمَّا يَفْعَلُ. He's not to be questioned. Who are you to ask him? وَهُمْ يُسْأَلُونَ. Actually, you're the one that's going to be questioned on the day of judgment. Mind your business. Go and focus on yourself. And prepare some answers for the day of judgment. Focus on that. And don't worry about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't worry about this in the sense that everything he does, it's done upon knowledge, upon wisdom, and he doesn't oppress anyone. وَلَا يَظْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا. In this life and in the afterlife. So it's all good. These three things, if you always have them in your mind, and you think with these matters towards any calamity, everything makes sense. When you look at something that doesn't make sense, remind yourself, Allah is all knowledgeable, Allah is all wise, and Allah does not oppress anyone. خلاص. I don't understand. I can't see it. I don't understand it. If you want to understand everything Allah Azza wa Jal has done, if you want to understand the wisdom behind every calamity and every trial and tribulation, if you want to understand everything, then that means your knowledge has to be like Allah's knowledge. And no one is like this. Allah Azza wa Jal's knowledge and His wisdom is perfect and complete. And you and I, our knowledge is very imperfect and very incomplete. For unless your knowledge was like Allah's knowledge, you'll understand everything you want to understand. So it's going to be the case. So the believer needs to put himself in his position and know that there are many things I don't have knowledge about. But I know he's the all-knowledgeable. He only acts upon wisdom, upon perfect knowledge, and he doesn't oppress anyone or anything he has created. Finished. خلص. I'm happy with that. Wallahu a'lam. Now, any other question? طيب جزاكم الله خير وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.